Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks like we're chatting over coffee about what really matters for your portfolio. Today we're diving deep into Merck & Co., ticker MRK, a healthcare heavyweight that's been turning heads lately with its performance and pipeline. Let's kick things off with the bigger picture. Merck has shown solid momentum recently, with shares attracting plenty of investor interest after a string of earnings beats. The stock has delivered strong returns across multiple timeframes, including over 39% in the past year and more than 71% over 5 years, outperforming in a sector that's all about innovation and blockbuster drugs. At its core, Merck operates through two main segments: pharmaceuticals, which makes up the lion's share of the business, and animal health. The pharmaceutical side focuses on oncology, vaccines, and specialty medicines, with Keytruda standing out as the star performer, bringing in around $8 billion in Q1 sales alone. Headquartered in New Jersey, with about 73,000 employees worldwide, the company was founded back in 1891 and continues to push boundaries in areas like HIV treatments and new oral therapies. CEO Robert Davis has steered the ship towards sustainable growth through both internal R&D and smart acquisitions. Breaking down the revenue picture, Merck pulled in roughly $64.9 billion for fiscal 2025. The pharmaceutical segment drove the vast majority at $58.1 billion, while animal health contributed $6.35 billion, and other areas added the rest. Geographically, the United States accounted for about $36.5 billion, with EMEA at $14.6 billion, Japan around $2.7 billion, and China contributing nearly $1.9 billion. This mix gives Merck good diversification, though the U.S. remains the dominant market where Keytruda and other key products see the strongest uptake. On the earnings front, Merck has been impressing with consistent beats. For fiscal 2025, the company reported net income of $18.25 billion and diluted EPS of 7.28, up nicely from prior years. Operating income came in at $23.5 billion, supported by strong gross margins around 76%. The momentum carried into 2026, with Q1 results highlighting Keytruda's continued strength, and analysts are watching closely to see if new indications and combo therapies can keep the growth engine running through the rest of the year. Turning to the latest earnings call commentary, management highlighted robust Q4 2025 revenues of $16.4 billion, up 5% year-over-year, with Keytruda and Winrevair leading the charge. They emphasized ongoing pipeline expansion, including new oncology indications and potential label updates that could add meaningful revenue. Leadership also stressed disciplined capital allocation, with continued investment in R&D and strategic moves to offset future biosimilar pressures on Keytruda starting around 2028. The tone was confident, focusing on long-term sustainable growth rather than short-term noise. Looking at the balance sheet and cash flow, Merck maintains a healthy position with total assets around $117 billion at the end of 2024, and stockholders' equity of $46.3 billion. Operating cash flow reached $21.5 billion in 2024, translating to solid free cash flow of $18.1 billion after capital expenditures. The company has been returning capital to shareholders through dividends, with a current yield near 3%, and the debt-to-equity ratio sits at about 1.07, which is manageable for a company of this scale and cash-generating ability. From a valuation standpoint, Merck trades at a trailing PE around 30.8 and a forward PE that looks more attractive in the low to mid-teens over the next few years as earnings grow. The price-to-sales ratio is about 4.2, which seems reasonable given the high margins and growth profile. With a market cap near $275 billion, the stock offers a blend of defensive healthcare exposure and growth from its oncology franchise. On the SWOT front, Merck's strengths include its diversified revenue streams and dominant position with Keytruda, plus a robust pipeline that could deliver new blockbusters. Weaknesses center on heavy reliance on a few key products and upcoming patent cliffs. Opportunities lie in expanding indications, new oral therapies like the PCSK9 inhibitor, and growth in emerging markets. Threats include biosimilar competition, regulatory hurdles, and broader healthcare policy changes that could pressure pricing. Recent price action shows Merck holding up well overall, with gains of nearly 12% over the past month and 28% over 3 months. Though there's been some volatility, with a double top pattern raising short-term correction risks. The stock recently traded around 111 to 112, and investors are eyeing support levels near key moving averages if the market pulls back. For intrinsic value, we ran a discounted cash flow analysis using conservative assumptions like a 10% discount rate and 3% terminal growth. This points to a fair value around $105 per share, suggesting the stock may carry a modest premium at current levels, but still offers appeal for long-term holders given the growth runway. The results show Merck's current price, near 111, sits slightly above the base DCF estimate, yet the company's strong free cash flow yield above 5% and consistent earnings power provide a buffer. If Keytruda continues delivering and the pipeline hits, there's room for upside that could close that gap over time. Wrapping up, Merck remains a compelling name in healthcare for investors seeking a mix of current income and growth potential from its oncology leadership. The key will be how well the company navigates the post-Keytruda patent landscape while delivering on new therapies. If you're thinking about adding it to your watch list, keep an eye on upcoming pipeline updates and any shifts in competitive dynamics. Thanks for tuning in. Hit that like button if this breakdown helped. Subscribe for more deep dives, and I'll catch you in the next one.